Jason,
this is Jason. What's up, Doc? How are you doing?
Jason, go ahead. You can start the bidding.
Four.
Three. I said three.
Okay, I'm going to quit there.
So if I name in three, I beat you.
All right, I'll screw it two.
Okay, good. That's the spirit. That's how you play the game.
All right.
2 seconds. Good luck. I got it, incidentally.
Oh, God. Phil Collins. What the hell is the name of that song?
That would be In the Air Tonight.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Not too overplayed by radio.
Oh, my God.
Not too run into the ground by every goddamn station. You hear this in the dentist's office now on the soft rock station.
And a song surrounded by myth. That concert where he looked down at the guy and it's all BS.
I wouldn't call this classic rock. It's classic junk. Yuck.
I love it.
P.U. All right, goodbye, my friend.
All right, take it easy, guys.
Yeah, go Packers.
All right.
Yeah, hey there.
Hey, I haven't even mentioned wearing the Packers rugby shirt today. And yes. I had my my very nice, it's cold enough I can finally wear that Packers leather jacket.
Wear November 4th, my friend.
And they got the sniper today, so once again, your lucky Packer colors.
Coming through. And we got time for one more. Hi, Don and Mike, who's this?
It's Mike.
Hi, Mike, where are you from?
I'm from Ashburn.
Ashburn, Virginia.
On WJFK.
Ashburn.
I can name it in five.
I can name it in two.
See, now there is a man with confidence. Yeah. He goes right from five to two.
It's a wonderful strategy, but you have the option to name it in one.
Yeah, but I'll do it, though. I mean, I want to give our listeners a chance.
This is true.
Are you ready?
Sure.
2 seconds.
Hollywood Nights by Bob Seger.
That was very, very quick.
Correct. You're right. I used to really like Bob Seger.
I didn't, so he got overplayed.
I hate him now, though.
I mean, what's up about overplayed?
Yeah, but he's one of those bands that got overplayed, and then they didn't play him for like 10 years.
Right.
Even now when they play him, you go...
Because he was so burnt.
You go, yeah.
A lot of TV commercials, too, you know.
Oh, goddamn that.
Like a rock.
Like a rock.
Think of that.
All right, load one up for me, Robbie, at two. 2 seconds on Stump the Stew.
But you know, somewhere, I bet Bob Seger's like pulling crumbs out of his beard and counting his money. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, just on that Chevrolet crap.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, 2 seconds, here we go. Is that... Oh.
I know it.
You beat me if you know it. I don't know it.
What is it, sir?
I don't know.
Is it David Bowie, Suffragette City?
Yeah.
Is it?
Wow.
Hey.
We have our first victory for a listener.
Wow. Hey, listen. You're right. God damn, I'm an idiot.
I want to get through, but that's the first time I ever got through.
I should have known that.
He's got a, he's done Ashburn proud.
Wow. Christ, I'm not a good loser. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I got my ass kicked. I should have known this one.
Oh,
pretty easy, I would think, for you.
Yeah. You know, I heard that opening and I was thinking Come As You Are by Nirvana.
Wow, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Okay, congratulations.
Wham, bam. Thank you, man.
You've won the Sopranos prize pack. Also, let me give you the DVD of Windtalkers with Nicolas Cage.
Very good.
And the White Wolf Mask for Halloween from AnnieMask.com. Wow, way to go.
I know I won, but can I get the GNR tickets instead of the mask?
You want Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, instead of the mask.
No, I'll give it with the mask. What the hell?
Okay, cool.
Guns N' Roses with Mixmaster Mike at MCI Center December 9th. Just because I'm... I'm such a bad loser.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just play for 1 second for
one
stick.
Second, one more round. Let's see if you can do yourself proud.
You got one in there, Robbie?
Yeah.
Who's going first? Me or you?
Your choice.
You can go first.
Okay. 1 second. God, way to go on that. Jesus, I should have had that. Wow, you're a good player. I guess that makes the game better.
Yeah, it does. Makes it more exciting.
Okay, here we go. 1 second. That would be CCR. Christ. Hello.
Hey.
What are you doing?
The snow line was ringing.
Yes, I know. I am doing the only thing I'm good in the world at.
And I was doing my job. Sorry.
It Ladies and gentlemen, if I could paint a picture for you, what just happened?
Apologize.
Don was like in his moment of concentration, and Lisa was answering a wrong number on our special secret line here in the studio.
It's a little warm for December 27th, isn't it?
That was a very very funny
it's
moment.
Fortunate Son,
exactly
by
right.
CCR. Sorry, I had it. I was thinking. I heard the baronet, and all of a sudden,
now you give this guy a chance.
Yeah. Lisa came brushing by me, and I hear. Did you hear that on the air?
It was audible. Yes.
I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
Very loud.
Oh, she doesn't like.
She's not a quiet talker.
She doesn't like that.
She's gonna come in and flip me off again, though.
Well, no,
she's not a quiet talker, especially since I thought she was the bad breath call.
Okay. What? You thought that's who I was calling.
That's who I thought you
all
were
right,
calling.
All right, 1 second.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
yes.
I didn't, sir, did you get it?
No, you know what? The phones are out.
Oh, the phones are out.
Oh, dear.
Everybody hit the delay button because Lisa came in and dropped the F-bomb on Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow. It's a giddy city today.
Wow.
Man, oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's crazy in here.
It's nutty.
Boy, oh, boy. Nutty buddy.
All right, a lot of goofalas around here today.
Now we're just waiting. The kookalas. Waiting for the phones to recharge. See, I hear the delay.
Yes.
The guy in the back room at the delay. The guy upstairs at the delay. The guy watching the guy hitting the delay.
Yeah, and he could actually let it go. It was way off in the distance. F you.
I didn't even hear it.
I didn't hear it.
It was at the same time as...
I heard it. I was looking at it.
Same time as the song was starting.
Face to face.
F you.
F you.
F you, F boy.
F you.
Maybe. Any second now.
Any second now.
What the hell is the deal?
We should pause a moment. It'll ramp fast.
We have to pause? How do we pause while we're doing a radio
there
show?
There you go. You got it.
All right. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right. Here it is. Good luck.
Sounds like In the Long Run by the Eagles.
Negative. I'm going to guess Joe Walsh, Rocky Mountain Way. Let's listen.
Nope.
Wow. Wow.
Isn't it In the Long Run?
Rocky Mountain Way is a different, totally different.
No, but I mean, In the Long Run, didn't he have it right?
Herndon.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Why did we say no?
Wow, you've thrown me off my game. The guy's a winner. He's a winner.
He had it.
Wow, you threw me off. Jeez, did you hear that? I just lost on the long run. Wow.
I'm sorry. That was an easy one. Even I knew that.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Hey, can I tell you something?
No, because your brain will cut the phone down.
Your breath stinks.
Oh, no. I'm
kidding, darling.
Oh, my God.
Kidding. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. All right. The guy on the phone's a big winner. He's a big winner.
Yes, he is.
And this has been a very, very humbling day on Stump the Soup, ladies and gentlemen.
But at least we got a theme song for it.
Yeah. Wow. Got beat twice in one day. Way to go, listeners.
Yeah, you got a little rattled in the end of the round.
Can't make an excuse, Mike. I got beat fair and square.
Well, in fairness to you, you weren't always playing the classic rock hits.
No, but I like them like that. Yeah, I guess it's better every once in a while. The listeners win. How am I going to hold my head up at the next disc jockey meeting?
I know.
Don't worry, Don. I'll fix it so the listener loses next time.
He will, too.
Oh, but I will anyway. I don't care.
There you go.
Thank you, Robbie. Okay, we have four contestants for the bologna contest.
Ah, good.
And we have the bikini babes.
Wow.
Let me ask the producer to produce. Hey, producer?
Yeah.
What would you recommend here, the bikini babes or the baloney guys?
Let's start with some baloney guys. We have five here now.
Okay, five. All right, and are they all guys?
Yes, so far.
Of course.
Great. Did they bring their own baloney?
Yes, they did.
All right, fantastic.
Right on.
All right.
Rockin'.
See you in a minute.
Very good.
Bye-bye. There she is, Lisa Altoid. We will be right back with the bikini. No, I'm sorry, the baloney guy.
We want the bikini ladies to come in first, but we're going to have the baloney men first.
Baloney men. How much baloney can you get in your pants? Coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
The Don and Mike Show.
promoting testicular self-examination. The Don and Mike Show.
I'm fine. No.
One's a little larger.
Buzz?
Yes?
They're equal. Okay. What, Robbie?
I found three.
That a boy. Last week it was four.
Right. Better.
How about you, Lily? Oh, I see. Zero.
Zero.
I thought you were showing me the size. Zero. It's time for how much baloney can you put in your underpants?
Yay.
Joining us are Vincent, Michael, another Michael, Matthew, and Kurt.
Way too many Michaels on the show in these contests lately.
Let's bring in Vincent.
Hate that name.
Now, these guys are playing for $250 and a... this guy's got to be last.
Hello, Vincent.
This guy has to be last.
You want me last, Don? Not a problem.
He's got to be last because there's a very good chance he's going to break the scale.
And he's going to win.
They're playing for $250 and a Panasonic 5-disc DVD player.
Ooh, very good.
Experience the nonstop action, cool sophistication, and excitement of James Bond. Seven classic 007 titles you do win. If you're the winner here on How Much Baloney Can You Get in Your Pants?
This is Michael H., who is our second contestant, and who has been moved to the head of the line.
You see, it is National Baloney Day.
Yes, and who doesn't like baloney? I love baloney.
Baloney in your underpants.
Have you ever had a good fried baloney sandwich?
Yes.
Never have.
Really?
Never have.
Oh, that's lit.
Not a fan of the baloney.
You don't like baloney?
No. Michael?
Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Listen, I don't mean to be gay, but, and then we're really running against the time constraint.
Yeah, and we got that Chief Moose thing coming up.
And we got the bikini babes. So what you got to do, just take your shirt and your pants off.
And then just, do you want him just to dive in and shove as
well,
much
we got
to
weigh him first without the baloney in his underpants.
All right, very good.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh, you know, just one woman would have made this
you
nice.
You guys are the ones that want to be naked.
This is gay.
Yeah, it's very gay. Okay, now step on the scale.
Right, go ahead. Hold on one sec. Hold
you got to tap it first, right, Rob?
Right. Give it a second to zero out. How you doing, sir? Hop on.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's five. Oh, and the prizes. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. That's why she is radio's number one producer. It's a $500 prize. Thank you.
236. That's what I'm going to say.
236.3.
Do you want to do the points, Rob?
Got to.
All right.
What are you pointing at? His nuts?
Yeah, camel toe.
Yeah,
whitey tighties.
236 point what, Rob?
236.3.
All right, and
I guess we all don't have to score it if we're weighing these guys, right?
Okay, go ahead. Put now you got to unwrap the baloney.
Yes.
Oh, see, they should have done this in advance of coming in here. Yeah. These guys should unwrap their baloney before they come in.
Highly unpleasant.
All right, he has sliced baloney.
What kind of is it? Gwaltney?
Oh, it's the cheapest kind.
Yeah, yes, it is. I'm not
sure. Right.
Gwaltney, great bologna.
Very good.
Okay, start putting the bologna in your underpants.
All right. Fantastic. Now, we're not counting. This is all going to be done by weight. So you can put the whole thing in
a
there.
Whole big, sure. A whole big package.
Oh, you know what? There's a combination of sock, underwear, and bologna.
You have to take them out of the wrapper. You have to take the bologna out of the wrapper.
Fair enough.
That's the idea.
And, Rob, I never thought I would say this, but why don't you tell the guys out in the hall to start disrobing now? Jesus.
All right. And that is some stinky ass baloney. I don't mind telling you.
And the guy is standing in front of us now, just in his underpants.
Are you getting the odor yet? The odor of baloney and guy?
Yeah. Michael, how you doing?
This is
how's it feel in there?
Liberating.
Does it feel good in there?
Now I notice that you're avoiding the genital area.
You're packing
the baloney.
He's just trying packing.
He's packing the baloney in all sides now around his buttocks. And see?
Now we might have slippage. No, might have slippage.
Slippage.
Ball's still in there.
So do you want to see one in the general area, Don?
No, I don't want... Listen, it's up to you. Listen, which one of us is standing here putting baloney in his underpants? All right, is that it for you?
All right, now hold on. You got to tap it first.
Now wait for it to zero.
Now you can't hold the baloney. You got
to
make sure...
Keep your hands on your head.
Right. On your head, right.
You have to put your hands on your
keep
head.
Your hand. Right, now he's getting on.
Oh, dear. So gay.
Oh, dear. Hey, I can't
look. Stay still.
What is it?
Hold on. It's zero. It's finding its end. Hold on. Hold on, don't laugh, sir. You're only going to prolong it.
See, this is a digital scale that keeps jumping around.
Here comes the butt shot.
This is the gayest thing.
It is.
God damn.
Come on. There it is. 242.5.
242.5.
Oh, yeah. All right, bring the next contestant in.
All right, thank you, sir. Take your clothes out of here. Get all your stuff. Take all your stuff.
Just
police your station. Police your station.
With your underpants. Let's get Michael, the other Michael in here. Michael.
This is Michael R. who's coming in here. Hurry up, Michael.
And Robbie, let's get Mike 4 in play here so we can actually, Mike 3, we can actually talk to these guys.
Come on, Michael.
That was, he had 6.2.
Michael R., enter inside him, please.
Now listen, guys, I must tell you something. Don't dress yet. Keep your bologna in your underpants. In case of a tie,
right?
We will have a bologna eat-off where guys will eat slices of bologna out of their underpants.
With a time limit.
Yes, to see who can eat the most.
In
a minute.
A minute.
All right, here's our next
one. We need Michael R. Where is he?
Michael R.
Ready?
Jesus Christ.
Come on, Michael R.
Rob, did you tell him to get naked?
I told them.
All right, here he comes.
Here he is.
I brought lots of bologna. I had to unwrap.
All right. Look at these guys.
Was that him talking? All right.
I don't know. Hi, what's your name, sir?
Matt.
Hi, Matt.
All right, this is Matthew S.
Now, Matt, you know, we didn't say this is against the rules.
No, it shows creativity.
He is actually duct taping the legs of his underpants.
You know what? It's initiative.
To his legs.
Don't give the duct tape to anybody. All right. You know, Don, for the fact that we didn't promote this at all, this is turning out to be a fine little game. All right.
I didn't think anybody would show up for this.
Tap the scale first.
Okay, that's on. Go ahead. Stand on and put your hands on your head.
All right, hands on the head.
And we'll find the current weight of
perfectly
Michael.
Perfectly still. And here we go. Almost that time. 184.3.
184.3 for Matthew S. Go, Matthew. Get that bologna in your pants quickly.
Sometimes Buzz and I share special moments.
Yeah. What was the special moment?
It's nothing. It's just
ain't this silly, basically.
It's just a moment when you're carefully, meticulously taking the notes about the...
Taking it very seriously, as I am, which I wish everybody in the room was.
Yeah.
This is not funny. We're not here to laugh, gentlemen.
Putting underwear in his bologna in his underpants, right. And Rob is working the scale, and I just looked over at Buzz, and I realized it's just... Me looking at my buddy.
Hi. Remember that movie we saw when the guy had like the oversized beanbag? Kind of looks like that right now.
Or the guy with the giant balls?
Right. Now, Rob, what was the pound differential on our first contestant, Michael?
6.2, Mike.
6.2 pounds.
So that's what this guy has to beat to do it.
And everyone should know that we're not going by ounces. We're going by decimal points. So that is not 6 pounds, 2 ounces.
Now, I have a question for the judges.
Tenth.
The fact that he's using duct tape, does that add to the weight?
I think the duct tape is just a good move. You know, I mean, what the heck?
Was done with the duct tape on.
What's that?
He said his tear weight was done with the duct tape on.
Yes,
so.
That's right. Yep, absolutely.
Okay. It's a good grocery term, tear weight.
You know? Right, but no more duct tape for you, okay?
Michael, what kind of a bologna are you using, sir?
Oscar Mayer quality bologna.
Yeah.
Best you can buy.
My bologna has a first name. You know, we all
now,
know that.
Would a guy be disqualified for using pimento loaf?
And that one is just going right down his butt crack.
Buzz, I would say we want bologna, the pure form of bologna.
Okay, just checking on the just fine point.
And that's what I grew up on, the Oscar Mayer bologna.
Yeah.
Buzz is going to have to wait until pimento loaf dinner.
Do you notice it's a better smelling bologna?
Well, of course.
All right, there we go.
Oh, God damn. Right, look at this guy.
Hold on.
This guy.
Now, Michael,
you put your hands on your head.
How do you feel right now, Michael?
Like a Matthew.
Oh, is your name Matthew?
Oh, he's Matthew. That's
You're
right.
Matthew. I'm sorry. How do you feel, Matthew?
Like more of a man.
I don't believe you.
Stand perfectly still, please.
See what the differential is.
I'm now staring at a guy wearing underpants full of bologna. The guy's naked except his underpants.
It's a wonderfully stinky little studio right now.
Stay perfectly still.
This is the dumbest, gayest thing ever.
This is a great contest.
This scale. God damn it.
Who would buy this scale?
Me, for you.
That's right. The stiller you stand, the faster you can get out of here.
What is the deal with the scale?
I have no idea.
Don't we just have a regular scale here at the station?
No.
It's not as accurate, and it's accurate once he stops moving.
He needs to stand.
He doesn't look to me like he's moving at all.
He's moving.
Except to breathe.
There it is, 194.1.
Oh, my God, what an incredible performance.
How many, nice going, Matthew, your feelings?
Chili.
Now, don't remove the bologna until you're out of the studio, please.
Oh, no, and don't even remove
it
then.
Yes, keep the bologna.
Because you might have to eat it.
What's the bologna weight, Rob?
I've come up with 10.9.
Wow.
10.8.
Right, let's bring in the next contestant, who should be Kurt.
Kurt?
Hey, Rob?
You don't have to pardon me if I'm Kurt with you, but time is of the essence.
I'm going to double check it.
Yeah, if it was 184.3 and 194.1,
now wait, is this
it would be 9 point...
I think it might be 9.8.
You know what, here's another guy fully clothed.
Oh, all right. Okay.
There you go. Take him off.
What's your name, sir?
Kurt.
Kurt,
step up to the microphone, please. Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Right, tap the scale, Kurt. All right, it's ready for you. Go ahead. All right, hop
on
there.
And Mike, there is a girl here.
Ah, oh, fantastic. Oh, and Rob, what was that differential
again? 9.8.
9.8, right.
All right, let's get the current weight here on Kurt.
Stay very still, Kurt.
We apparently have the most temperamental scale in the world.
Well, Don, Baloney Day craves accuracy. That's the earmark of Baloney Day.
Baloney Day. And where did we read that, it's National Baloney Day?
You got to keep still, Kurt. You're wiggling all over the place.
Lisa found it on one of her wacky websites.
155.
155. All right, ready? Start with the baloney.
Go ahead, sir.
Let's get the girl ready
now. Oh, good. He's got his baloney ready. That's you know, I wish we could add a bonus for that.
Because all the other guys have had to unwrap their packages.
Did you bring Don Diet Vanilla Coke also?
Word, bitch. Oh.
Hey, thank you, my friend.
Word, bitch.
You know, I think he used deli bologna.
This is straight up from the deli. Good
stuff. Hey, yeah, nothing wrong with that. We've had three different contestants, three different kinds of bologna.
All right, ready?
Are about to come off.
All right, here we go. He's supporting his bologna. Here. Oh, it's going to come out your leg. You've got to be careful there.
Very careful.
Be careful.
Hop on.
Okay.
All right, hop on.
Stand very still.
I know you're wondering.
How do you like this pose, fellas? You like this?
Move your foot. Move your foot. Okay. There you go.
I know you're wondering what kind of radio you're listening to today, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new age of radio. I call this the new golden age.
Uh-huh. Wow. Hold still.
Kurt has a little ADD.
The new golden age of radio in which guys come in the studio, strip to their underpants, and girls, and we see who can get the most.
You're still bouncing, Kurt.
Still baloney, not me, man.
Who can get the most baloney in their underpants?
You're going to disqualify yourself.
You're going to be disqualified if you keep bouncing.
You're going to have to be very still. Not move.
Kurt.
I got a bunch of baloney in my pants.
Baloney dead.
The scale sucks ass.
Kurt was the one that was always held after school, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Hey, but look, he's a good boy. He brought me that diet of vanilla Coke.
That's straight up from Zoli Brothers, man.
Thank you, my friend.
And the Grove Market in Ocean City. I drove all the way up here.
Kurt, you're doing a really, really good job not moving.
Or talking.
Wait, listen on 96 Rock? Ocean City, good man.
Kurt. 163.2.
163.2.
Does that make me a finalist, fellas?
It makes you my favorite. All right.
Collect your baloney.
No. Let's bring Nancy in.
All right, Nancy. Rob, what was the differential for Kurt?
Right now. I'll leave that.
The baloney weight?
8.2.
8.2. That makes you solidly in second place.
Nice.
All right.
Step on up, ma'am. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
How are you? How's
it
going?
Okay.
Hi. Where are you from?
I'm from Arlington.
Arlington, Virginia.
Yep.
Okay. You got a shirt's got to go. The jacket's got to go. The bra's got
to
go.
Then we have to have the pre-weight and the post-baloney weight.
The sweatpants have to go.
Right.
And
it's wonderful to have a girl.
Now the contest is getting good.
Very, very exciting.
Now the contest is getting good.
Now, well, we have a female category. No, it's everybody for themselves.
Each man for himself.
Very good.
Well, what, ma'am?
These guys are like 200 pounds.
Yeah, well, no, it doesn't matter. It's the baloney weight.
It's how much baloney you can get.
That's why we take the total weight before and the total weight after. That's why we're doing it that way.
How much baloney you can get into the... But see, now she...
Well, she's at a disadvantage. She's got a tiny pair of panties on.
She is a tiny, pretty woman. How old are you, ma'am?
I'm 34.
34.
Oh, huh? Good for 34.
All right, now we're going to have the pre-weight here.
Well put together.
Tiny little thing.
All right.
A wisp of a thing.
Wow, she is.
You can see your ribs.
It's a 1-0.
Honey, you got to eat more.
Just be very still.
108.
108 flat.
108, okay.
108.
Is that all right?
Yep. Yes, she's topless. She's beautiful.
And now we are ready to have you, Nancy, shove the bologna into your panties.
Right. And suddenly it becomes...
And suddenly it sounds better, doesn't it?
Yes.
Much better.
I would have brought more.
I know. Some of the guys have had... Well, I know Matthew just had a ton of bologna.
And Mike, I'm sure you'll agree with me.
Yeah, let me help you with that.
Okay. Suddenly this has become... erotic. No longer is it a gross competition simply with men and their stinking underpants. Now we have a nearly naked woman. And here she goes with the first bit of bologna in her pants. And how does that bologna feel against your skin?
Disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Wow. Oh.
She's going to have a hard time packing it in there.
Yeah, it's hanging out.
Wow.
Yeah. It is.
All right.
Wow, look at that.
That almost looks like she had something she wasn't supposed to have.
But it's a crying game.
That's exactly. It looked like a scene out of The Crying Game, yes, it did.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I had to remind myself it was baloney.
Hello.
Donna Mike, you guys rule. I'd like to come in and have my baloney weighed and give Joe Ardinger a raise.
Oh, the Joe Ardinger guy, get out of here, please.
All right, hop on the scale, Nancy.
I don't get anything.
You can hold on to your baloney. That's okay.
Okay, right. Yeah. And let's see how she's
I'm afraid
doing.
It's not going to be a significant weight difference.
Well.
I don't think
109.6.
109.8.
Look at how much better the scale responds to a woman who can control her.
Absolutely. Let's give her a round of applause.
Yes,
1.8.
And Nancy, you can cover up to go out there with all those other smelly guys out there. Absolutely. Can Nancy take Don? Nancy wants to know if she can take the baloney out of her panties.
Oh, please.
Yes, please. Go ahead. Yes.
Please do. We got
absolutely.
Break.
You really should. Uh-huh.
You know what?
What's the deal with Moose Buzz?
He's not speaking yet, but it looks like they're getting ready soon.
All right. Well, then here's, you know what? God damn it. We don't want to miss the Moose News Conference.
No, we don't. We break in if we're in the middle of commercials?
I don't think we can.
Really?
On the network. We'd have to tape
now,
it.
The news networks are doing videotape right now. I think you might be safe. I can always roll a backup tape here.
Yeah, roll tape on it, Buzz, and that we'll hear it when we come back from spots either way.
Right.
I never thought I would say this on the show, but we may actually have to bump a guest.
Yeah. What?
Yes.
We may have to bump the Bikini Karate Babes.
The show is being jam-packed, and it has to do with the press conference. And mm-hmm. we still have, I believe, two more contestants in the baloney contest.
This is impossible for me to believe.
It's tough. Unless, of course, the Karate Babes brought baloney to put in their underwear.
I don't think so. This is a show where we never have anything going.
I know. It's incredible.
But all of a sudden, we're so jam-packed today. Thank you. Nice meeting you. I'm wasting time here flapping my gums. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
The Don and Mike Show.
With or without lubricant, they're still two of the best jerks around, Don and Mike.
All right, we've worked things out now. The press conference, the Moose press conference about the catching of the serial snipers in D.C. is not going to happen until our show's over, right, Buzz?
That's correct, 7 p.m.
And keep moving it back. Well, this is good because we'll continue. We'll finish with the baloney in your underpants game.
Amen.
And then we'll still be able to bring in the girls from the Bikini Karate video game.
Fantastic. Wow. We got Michael R. right now, and Michael R. has an S-load of baloney.
Is it opened already?
Yes, sir.
I hope so. Hi, Mike. Where are you from?
I am from Centerville.
All right, beautiful.
Say hi to my wife real quick.
Sure.
Hi, Joy.
Playing for $500.
What was his starting weight, Rob?
244.7.
244.7.
All right, ready?
One quick question for you guys.
Yes, go ahead.
We have sharing of baloney.
Once you put someone else's baloney in your pants, you've put the baloney that's been in every other pair of pants.
That's cold.
Thank you, Mike.
I think that might be quite, maybe close.
Once you've put someone else's baloney in your pants, you've put the baloney in your pants that has been in everybody else's. No, that's not it.
No.
Once you've had sex with someone, you've had sex with everybody that they've had sex with.
Uh-huh. Once you put the baloney of someone else in your pants, you've been in the pants of everyone that baloney has been in.
No. Once you've had someone else's baloney, you've had all the baloney they've ever had.
All I know is that
I think we may have a winner here. I'm looking at just the amount of... You also got the deli baloney, right?
No, I believe that's packaged.
Oh, really?
Sure.
This is one of the dumbest ideas we've ever had.
Oh, I don't know.
Which has turned out to be pretty friggin' good.
Now, it's a balancing act right now because he's got a ton of bologna in his pants right now. What's the brand of bologna you're using, Mike?
Is it cold?
chili.
Cold.
Cold brand bologna.
Chili bologna.
I mean, yeah, again, this is a radio. I know
field
it's not a,
or something like
a visual medium, but you just have to picture these guys and girl. Thank God. Thank you, Nancy. Thank God a woman showed up for this contest.
I didn't mind a bologna sandwich in years past. Cool. I'm never going to eat one now.
On, naked, except for the underpants, putting as much bologna as possible in their underpants.
All right, Michael is stepping on the scale now with the bologna in his underwear. We're going to see what the differential is. He's remaining very still. We're going to see what happens here, what the total is.
Tomorrow on the show, we're giving
256.9.
Away... 256.9. What is it, Robbie?
256.9.
We have a new leader.
Yeah, how much bologna did he have in his pants? How many pounds? was the bologna falling out?
12.2!
12.2 pounds of bologna. And Don, that was the dull splat of the bologna hitting the glass of the scale. You can remove that bologna from the scale, sir.
Tomorrow on the show, we're giving away a 5-night, 6-day trip for two to Las Vegas. Courtesy of Veromax, 1-AAA Tri-V-Max. Is Vincent next?
Let's bring Vincent in. This is the guy I was telling you about.
Now we have a unique.
Wait till you take a look at this.
We have a unique.
Hello, Tiny.
Here he comes now.
Here he comes. Oh, my God.
We have a unique situation.
Oh, I sure do.
With Vincent. Yes. We believe that. Vincent, how much do you weigh, sir?
North of what that scale is going to weigh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Our scale stops at 330 pounds. If you step on the scale, you will break it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we are going to do is ask you to.
Put the bologna in your pants.
Then, when you get as much bologna as possible in your underpants, we will take the bologna out and we will simply weigh the bologna.
But you have to keep the bologna in your underwear for 5 seconds.
And
he will take the bologna out and weigh the bologna.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to be the guy touching the bologna.
Right. And I believe, Vincent, you have gone to the deli to get your bologna?
Oh, yes.
Yes, very good.
And bought some off other contestants.
All right, very good.
Vincent, really, if you don't mind, for those listening at home, how much do you weigh?
At least 450.
At least 450.
450, very good.
All right.
And before I start, I want to say I got good German bologna for Rob.
Very
good. Well, thank you.
Excellent.
Rob, you find your fans in all corners of the world.
And
go ahead, Vincent.
Hey, goodness. Something tells me Vincent might be the winner here.
Well, Vincent has a ton of bologna. Looks like he's bought the German bologna.
And
I'll tell you, with the size of his briefs, the exercise, I must tell you, is effortless for him.
What?
Some of the other contestants had to worry about material. Vincent has a lot of pockets in his.
If you don't mind me asking, what size are those underpants?
6X.
6X.
6X. Wow. So the waist size would be...
Who knows what the waist size. 64. 64 inches.
64.
Very good. And Vincent is now...
John Candy-ish.
Yeah.
You know, I will tell you, it is going to be a very close competition between, I believe, Michael R. and Vincent. Vincent has a ton of baloney, but... He's effortlessly getting this into his pants.
Yeah.
Some of the other contestants have had to worry about the bologna.
This might be... I am having to cover my face. It might be the absolute most horrific thing. And we've done horrific things on this show.
Man, oh man, Vincent is just... You know what?
Watch.
Who am I kidding? Vincent's got this competition locked.
My God.
You must
understand.
All right, is that it, Vincent?
This is a 450-pound man,
right.
Naked except his underpants,
right.
And he is filling his underpants.
He's got tons of bologna.
Let me get some distribution.
Slice after slice.
He's getting
of bologna.
Most of the bologna seems to be under his navel,
his
navel, which incidentally is the size of the Baltimore Harbor Tunnel.
There you go. Now,
all right.
Now take the bologna out
and put it on the scale.
Would you want me to put it in a bag? So it doesn't ruin your nice scale?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about the scale.
Alrighty.
All right, now he's going to reach into his pants and put the bologna.
And we're not just weighing bologna here. We're weighing bologna and cheese.
Oh, God, Buzz.
Jesus Christ.
Nasty, nasty.
This is...
Quit smelling my belly button.
Who farted?
Now, Rob, how is that weighing okay?
I think we are going to have to bag it.
Really?
As it's being added a little at a time, the scale isn't registering. It's going to have to go on as one amount.
Wow.
Notice Rob eagerly... Rob and I are really eager to help him pick up that bologna that's on the scale.
We'll let Vincent take care of that.
We're going to let Vincent handle
Rob is the bag
bologna.
Boy right now.
Yeah. I will tell you, this is the first time that I believe we have a chance of maybe losing some of the bologna. forever.
What are the chances?
Rob is standing in front of Vincent.
Oh!
Can I?
Hey, Lisa?
Sure you can.
Thank you,
Buzz. Why don't you grab a mic and describe what we're seeing here? I'm having trouble.
No, you know what? I can't even look at what's going on here.
Lisa, do you like bologna?
You know what? Who I really doesn't? Used to like bologna.
I did too.
And I don't think that I can eat a bologna and cheese sandwich ever again.
Honey, aren't you glad you told me it was National Bologna Day?
I'm so glad.
Look at what a great bit this turned into.
All right, we have bagged.
Of me.
We have bagged and we are preparing the bologna, and now Rob is putting it on the scale.
Well, I mean, what is it?
Oh, it's going to be close. 12.4.
Oh, Vincent is our winner by 0.2 of a pound.
And goddamn, does it smell in here.
Man, oh man. Vincent, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Michael R., you were just edged out. Unbelievable but true.
How much bologna a person can get in their underpants?
Now, worth all of it, isn't it, Vincent?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely. And Vincent is a man who is comfortable with his underwear.
Vincent got 12.4 pounds of underwear bologna.
Now, are those briefs? Are those stretch? They're boxer briefs. Okay, very good.
Vincent, you've won the Panasonic 5-disc DVD player, the 007 titles, the special edition DVD gift set, and $500 in cash.
Way to go, Vincent.
Wow. Thank you, Vincent.
Thank you.
Paint your palette blue and gray. I'm sure you do that with those briefs.
Everybody else gets the...
more brown and green.
Oh, God.
Mm. Everybody else gets the James Bond 007 prize pack, seven classic 007 titles available now as a special edition DVD gift set. Enjoy that.
And Don, I have a question, one last question for Vincent. Vincent, will you be taking that bologna home?
No.
Okay, good man. All right, very good.
Yeah, well, yeah, why, he's not throwing it away in here.
Why don't we just leave it out? Because you know someone will eat it.
Give it to the sales room.
You know somebody will eat it.
And thanks to all of our fabulous contestants.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
You know, I'm sure you could offer someone $50 to eat a slice or two of the bologna. Mm. Sure, you got some takers in there somewhere.
Do we have any cash? Do we have any cash lying around for any of the other contestants, or not?
Well, I don't know. Hey, hold on a second. Yeah, ask any of the other contestants, but they'd have to eat it. I mean, they would have to be in Vincent's underpants, and you'd have to take it out and hand it to them.
You,
ask if there are any
that's
other
why you. That's why you, sir, are P.T. Barnum.
Rob,
I agree. You know what you were? I agree. We were trying to like spice it up. You know, it wouldn't be good in the bag. It would have to go directly from the underwear. How much? $50?
$50.
And they are all coming in.
Now, we'll need Vincent in here.
Vincent, come on in here.
All right, now here are all the contestants.
All right, now the offer is
that what I'll give each of you guys who didn't win the contest $50.
Nancy, do you want in on this? No, she doesn't want
it. You take a piece of...
Now, wait, hold it, Vincent. Don't hand it out yet.
Vincent, put it in your underpants first.
You have to put it in your underpants. In the front.
All right. What are you talking?
All right. Now, Vincent, do you have enough slices for everybody that's in here?
We're up against the clock here.
All right, Vincent.
Hold on. They're picking the middle ones here. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
That's right. Each individual slice must be against your genitals. There you go, Vincent.
Way to go, Vincent. This is fine. And how much is each contestant going to be paid?
$50.
So each of you get $50 for eating a slice. Hey, Vincent, you want to maybe do a little shaking?
There you go.
There you go. Cook it up a little bit.
Hey, Vince. Yeah.
Vincent?
Why don't you just jump up and down a little bit? And now with your hands.
Hold on, it's still moving.
Kind of just pat around the area.
That's right. You'll have to reach down and get it.
All right, now let's go to our first contestant, who is...
Kurt.
All right. Kurt's getting the first slice of bologna.
Pick whatever one you want, man.
Oh, he's going to reach in and pick one.
Reach in and pick it out. All right. Kurt, up on the microphone. Eat the bologna.
Go ahead, Kurt.
Kurt, how is it?
Thank you, brother.
How's Kurt, the bologna? Right on the microphone, Kurt.
Is that ball cheese?
All right. Who's next?
Who's next? Michael, this guy right here. This is Matthew, right?
Matthew. Matthew, got your bologna?
Matthew, go ahead. Dig in.
Oh, yeah.
$50 for Matthew. There we go. How's it taste, Matthew?
How is it? Now, these guys are eating...
I like man love.
These guys are eating bologna that's come directly out of Vincent's underpants.
Okay, do we have Michael R.? Yep. Michael R., who was 0.2 of a point away from winning the contest. If you eat that bologna,
$50.
I know
y'all don't want to hear it, but I'm just so bummed that he got someone else's bologna when I brought all mine myself.
I know. It's a drag.
Come on, just eat it.
Eat your bologna and get $50.
Eat your bologna. Very nice.
Eat it. And who's last?
Finally.
This is...
Matt?
Matthew. All right.
Matthew, did you reach in and pull out your piece of...
I did.
Okay, eat it.
All right, very good. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah. Gross. Okay, there you go. That's $50, $50, $50, $50.
You guys were terrific. Give yourselves a round of applause. Nice job.
Get out of here.
Get the hell out of here
all
right
of you,
now.
Get out of here.
Thank you very much. Jesus. Thanks for participating.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, this is maybe the funniest and also most revolting thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Thank you. Really didn't think it would turn out. Thank you. We have to break.
Yes.
When we come back, oh, boy. We're not going to have much time for them, but we want to welcome them in. The Bikini Karate Babes, they're from a computer game or something. They're coming in right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don't tell me they're just like letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh my god, okay. Let's hurry, y'all, seriously. This is retarded.
Retarded.
They told me they were gonna do a vamp.
Hi, Brittany.
Oh, oh no! What are they doing?
This is retarded.
Let me see. Oh, my pants are too short! I grew! I thought they were gonna. I know, well, I'm just not gonna just stand out there. I thought they were gonna vamp.
Honey.
Okay.
Retarded.
Okay. Retarded.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. This is the parade that never ends.
Unbelievable.
Bring in the Bikini Karate Babes.
The Bikini Karate Babes.
And we're running out of time here.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Here they come. No, that's Charles Broyhill. He's not. Charles Broyhill, you're not a Bikini Karate Babe.
Just bringing them in, that's all.
Ah. Yeah, it's just shocker. Shocker, you happen to be around.
Here they come. Hi, girls.
Good gig.
Hi, ladies. Step up to the microphones, please.
Here is the problem we have. Today... And Charlie will tell you, Charlie, all the years you produced, we ever have to bump a guest, really?
Never have.
Because we had too much stuff going on?
The reason we had to, or you had to, is because you didn't think this baloney thing was going to be riveting as
you really didn't think the baloney.
You didn't find it riveting there?
I was getting a tux. I didn't hear it all.
which is still a great concept. Charles Broyhill in a tuxedo.
Absolutely.
Now, the girls are here from Bikini Karate Babes. I was on your website today. And it's a video game, correct?
That's right. Uh-huh.
And you girls are the models for the video game?
Yeah.
And are you also karate people?
Everything you see in there, we actually did.
So you could kick everybody's ass in the room, basically.
Of course.
Okay. All right.
And now you're the guy in the back. You're
the guy in the back. My name's Travis. I produce the game.
You produce the game. Now, Jesus, I wish we had more time today.
Now what you do is you put all the little things and they do the moves and stuff. No, you're shaking your head. No, all right.
What we did was a little different. We videotaped the women. There's 19 of them in the game.
Okay.
And we recorded their movements as video images.
Right.
And you can control them in real time in the game itself. So what
so
you
it's
see,
almost like a real picture that you're...
It is a real picture. It's like you're controlling a TV show almost.
Oh, neat. And you can make a move like that. I didn't know that. I did not know that.
They do all kinds of crazy stuff.
These girls are hot.
They're very hot, but they also do the karate. What's a standard karate move?
Standard karate move.
Will you go down to your bikinis and do something for us very quickly?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. All right. They're going to go down to their bikinis.
We're running out of time.
I'm sorry. Normally, we're not that blatant. But you know what, Don? Yeah, we are. We always ask women to...
We're under the gun today. We got like 3 minutes left in this break.
Now, are they going to fight in here? Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping will happen.
With the game, you see a lot of martial arts moves, but you also see a lot of funny stuff, a lot of silly stuff. They'll spank each other. They'll tickle each other.
Could they spank each other? That would be wonderful.
Now, hold on. Wow.
Yeah.
Hardly ever see Asian girls with big chunks.
This is Tian Wu, by the way.
Tian Wu, goddess of lightning. She can do some stuff.
What is your name again? Tian Wu?
Tian Wu.
Tian Wu.
Yeah. Tian I shot you, baby.
And what is your name?
I'm Lucina.
Lucina,
damn.
Lucina,
queen of the jungle?
No, Lucina, goddess of motherhood.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. Oh, well, yes, wow. All right.
We're going to have to reschedule you girls to come back in sometime.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sometime next week, maybe. Or maybe tomorrow.
Absolutely. Why not?
All right, we'll go at it. Let's see some of this. Now, is this the action you see it on BikiniKarateBabes.com?
Now, do you make noise, too? I mean, do they make sounds?
Everything you see in here is actually them in the game.
Ah.
I mean, right here, we're sort of staging it. And one of the popular moves is they snatch the top of the opponent, and that's like an instant victory.
Oh, great. Well, do it to her.
They actually snatch the top off?
Yeah. And then the
really?
Yeah.
How does that work?
How does that work, sir?
Show us that.
It's really low tech.
All right.
But I'll show you. Why don't you come over here and I'll help you.
Low tech is good.
What we did, stay near the mic here. What we did was we fastened the bikini tops with you know, with tape, really.
With tape.
So they rip right off?
Yeah. So they just come right off.
All right.
So, because you don't have time to go back and fuss with it. They just go back and, you know, grab it and run with it.
Well go to it.
Let's see that.
So they'll get in their stance here. They'll get in their martial artsy stance.
Okay, great.
And we want to hit the Hian.
Tian Wu will attack Lucina and just reach over and grab her.
Oh, wow.
And that would be an instant victory.
Now, how about vice versa?
Fantastic.
They do all kinds of stuff. They'll do spanking, tickling.
It's a little hard to take off.
Yeah, this one, we actually tried with this one.
And it didn't work?
But it was, you know, it looks good up front. So
I mean, is this a very new, innovative game?
Yeah, it's controlled in real time with real women.
Very cool.
19.
I have never seen an Asian chick with boobs like this.
It's pretty impressive.
Wow. I'll give you an extra plug if you take the top off.
Oh, man, I haven't gotten the right...
Are they real?
Are they yours?
Would you just undo your top for a second? Would you? Please?
No. Please, he's begging. She's not going to. What is wrong? But, boy, I mean, I didn't see she's been turning, like, with her back to me the whole time.
I don't think she needs to take her top off.
No, I mean, wow.
She's out there.
I'd like to see, though.
Much falling. What's that made out of? Is that, like, latex or what is that? Rubber?
The website is bikinikaratebabes.com.
You're lovely, and you also do karate.
We've had a million visitors in the last couple months, and
I am so glad
to be here.
So sad you got bumped, but it was because of guys in baloney in the underpants.
Please don't think less of us because of that.
Baloney in underpants, you can't go wrong.
And let's see if we can reschedule you girls to come in and actually do your karate.
We'd love to come back.
Can we hear? Can we hear a karate? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you go, Tian Wu.
All right. Wow.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. I liked it. Tian Wu.
Thank you, Tian Wu. We got a break, Buzz. We will do a quick headline thing with you.
Okay.
When we come right back. Oh. I saw your boob.
What, did she slip out?
I saw the boob.
That happened a lot in production.
Very good. We will be right back. Thank you, girls.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 106.7 WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. When I see her eyes.
Are they having a good time? Sure, why not? Real good.
Don and Mike.
Well, I just told Buzz it's an entertainment show.
Yes.
We've been doing entertainment today. We'll get a real brief news update here from Buzz. Those of us know the news of the day. We'll get a recap. Buzz brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. The two men picked up early this morning in connection with the D.C. sniper case are now officially suspects. 41-year-old John Allen Muhammad and 17-year-old John Lee Malvo were arraigned this afternoon at the federal courthouse in Baltimore. Tomorrow morning, prosecutors from the affected jurisdictions will meet to decide what charges will be filed and where. Most importantly, quoting one law enforcement source, we're positive it's these guys.
All right.
The source says the police found a rifle, a scope, and a tripod in the suspect's car, along with a hole in the trunk through which the rifle could be fired. The car's been described as a killing machine. The gun is a civilian knockoff of the M16. The Bushmaster 223 fires the same bullets found in the sniper's victims, and ballistic test results this afternoon show a ballistics match.
Good.
About
not good, but good.
Those M-Effers.
About the suspects, John Allen Muhammad was John Allen Williams when he served in the Army. He served in the Gulf War, got an honorable discharge as a sergeant. He was not trained as a sniper. He was a metal worker, but he managed to earn a badge in expert marksmanship. After the Army, he converted to Islam, changed his last name to Muhammad, and reportedly expressed anti-American sentiments and his support for the 9/11 attack. He's not believed to be a part of any organized group. And reports that John Lee Malvo, arrested with him, was a stepson, not true. Legally, he isn't. We don't yet know the nature of their relationship. We do know that Malvo's a Jamaican citizen. We also know that some of the sniper's notes referred to that and that the police chief answered that.
And we thank you, Buzz.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No, that's how tight it is today. No, we got to run.
All right.
Thank you for the info, Buzz. Sure. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
I'm hungry.
Toodaloo.
Ass. Yes.